This is perfect timing because the yard people were making noise. Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball with your host, Mitchell Adams. It is March Madness time, ladies and gentlemen, so you know we had to get on here and discuss March Madness. Fill out those brackets. Good luck to everybody filling out a bracket. To start real quickly, the number one favorite betting odds is Duke, shocking, plus 290. Florida at number two, plus 335 odds. Then we got Auburn as the third favorite, plus 550 to win it all. Houston coming in at number four, plus 675 to win it all. And then a big gap after that, Alabama, number five, favorite to bet to win it all, 20-1. That is kind of crazy if you think about it. Odds play in your favor. Good luck. Wild card to look out for, Iowa State, San Diego State in the Mountain West seeds for they play against Michigan in round one. A Mountain West seed is 1-29 in their last 30 in the tournament when they are a 10th seed or lower. That is a fun fact, so just keep that in mind when you are making your bets and filling out your bracket. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my dad here as a guest. He was kind enough to fill out a Final Four bracket for us. We've been watching a lot of college basketball this last few weeks. So, Dad, let me hand you the mic real quick. Let us know your Final Four.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And it's really not surprising that the top four betting, you know, are all number one, right? So from the odds of the number ones, and then they kind of go down from there, which is always kind of surprising because, you know, a lot of folks go with the number ones quite a bit, and then it's pretty rare that the number ones actually make it to the Final Four. So this tournament is such a fun tournament. It's very challenging. Myself, I've come to my Final Four. My Final Four is really based on the what it's going to take for those teams to get out of their brackets to actually get to the Final Four. So I do have three number ones and a number five in my Final Four. The three number ones are Duke, Florida. I have Houston coming out of the Midwest. And out of the South, I've got Michigan. I think they're playing very well. They obviously got on a roll in the tournament. They won their tournament. They could be a surprise. So coming in at a five seed was kind of interesting. I know it's based on their record and kind of what they've shown. But I think a lot of past has shown that teams that get on a roll, that are playing well going into the tournament, can surprise some teams.
Who do you have in your final two?
The final two is not going to be surprising. I have Florida. So again, you look at what they did, the damage they did in their tournament, how they played, how they carried themselves. They got a good mix of big and small. And typically that's what does very well in these tournaments. Good guard play with good big play. So I really do like Florida. So I've got them in the finals playing against Duke. And Duke is an interesting one because Cooper Flagg, if he's not healthy, then obviously a lot of brackets are going to be blown to heck. So I'm betting that he will be healthy. When he is healthy and when he's playing, Duke is very hard to beat. So I see them getting through their the East pretty handily if indeed Cooper Flagg plays and plays well, and then getting to the finals to face off against Florida.
Cooper Flagg is the key. I almost say Cooper Kupp. There's been a lot of there's too many Coopers.
Right.
Amari Cooper.
He lost his key.
Man, Duke versus Florida, two blue bloods.
Any way you slice it, I think having the best player in college basketball adds a lot. And that's what Duke has.
Will Duke be hoisting the chip?
I have a really, I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's really going to come down to the wire. But I think if Cooper Cooper is healthy, if he's playing like he has all year, that Duke team, I don't think anyone can beat him. So I have Duke winning it all, yes.
Duke, Cooper flag, look at the Dukies. All right, pass the damn ball, Duke. Thank you, Dad, for that breakdown. Let me read you my NCAA tournament bracket final four for you. We got Iowa State, St. John's, Tennessee, and Duke. I really like Duke. Cooper flag. I mean, that dude is a man amongst boys. Health, yes, will play a factor. Tennessee, I think they are going to beat Houston. SEC has 14 teams. There's 16 teams total in their whole division. 14 out of 16 made it. So, I mean, at least one SEC team, I feel like, is going to make it to the Final Four. Iowa State, I've heard a lot of good things about Iowa State in the fact of making upsets as a number three seed, defeating Auburn, defeating Michigan State. They can do it. So why not take a gamble and put Iowa State up there? And then St. John's defeating Florida. I know Florida is the favorite, but Rick Pitino and St. John's has got something special cooking over there. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting bracket. I do think there's all, and that's the best thing about this tournament is there's always the opportunity for upsets, and typically they do come. And so, you know, I think the toughest route of your bracket is the Iowa State's route, because Iowa State has to get through Michigan State to play either Auburn or Michigan to get to the Final Four. That is a tough road to hoe.
Row to hoe and pass the damn ball. You heard it first. Pass the damn ball. In the championship, you have Duke. Well, to match you on that, I have Duke. San Antonio is the finals. St. John's versus Duke is who I got playing. And I really think, just based on what we've heard, this team is big. Cooper flag, we don't know. That's okay. I still think he's going to get there, but I think he's going to come up short against St. John's. So I think Rick Pitino gets that chip this year. The St. John team, they're not the best at shooting threes. So if they can cook up the three-point shot, they can, I mean, at least be a little more accurate on that. That's the only thing that would hold them back. But otherwise, this is a hungry team. This is a team with a lot of energy, and I feel like it's ready for the spotlight.
Nice. So let me ask you a question. So if you had $500 in your pocket and you were walking into a casino, would you be comfortable enough to put that $500 down on St. John's winning it all?
I would like that bet.
You would take that bet?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, that speaks volumes.
It does speak volumes. But let's see what happens. We got so much more here on Pass the Damn Ball coming up. We are going to be discussing, as the brackets get busted, which teams falter. Dad, do you have any upsets in round one that come to your head, at least? I'll give you mine real quickly. I got the number 5 Oregon losing to number 12 Liberty in the first round. That is probably my biggest upset.
Nice. Is that Liberty or Liberty? Sorry, just a pun on a commercial.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. That damn bird.
I, you know, anything can happen in these tournaments, and there's going to be upsets left and right. And it's typically the fours or fives that kind of suffer the most through these quite a bit. So it will be very interesting. I do have probably my, you know, my biggest upset is really Drake at 30-3 going. So first of all, beating a number 6 Missouri, then beating Texas Tech to move on. So that is my upset special, and that's probably, that's my biggest upset.
Say, Drake, heard you're going to get some upsets. All right. Well, thank you for that, Dad. So Drake and Liberty are our upsets round one. Wonder that how that would look in a parlay. Maybe worth looking into, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Pass the Damn Ball. Dad, thank you for chiming in as a guest and sharing your final four, man.
Let's go, March Madness. Let's have some fun. Thanks for having me.